This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Department Chair Scott Kanoff and Music Director Susie Brown about Bradley Theater's current production of the acclaimed Broadway musical Little Women. Scott and Susie, welcome to Out and About.
Hello.
Thanks so much.
Scott, let's start with you. This musical is a bit of a departure from the typical shows that you would present as part of Bradley's season. Talk us through the decision that led up to that.
Well, for the last couple of years, we've done a couple of rock and roll musicals. Last year, we did a post-apocalyptic play called Mr. Burns, the third act of which is an opera based on a Simpsons episode. And we felt that we had some maturing singers this year, a couple of seniors who were really getting polished, and we wanted to try a more legit musical. We also wanted to appeal to a broader audience for this musical, and we settled on Little Women.
Well, it seems that a show like this would be a really good showcase and opportunity for the department in a situation like that, because obviously the story has four very strong female characters, and if you know going into the year that you have four or half a dozen or more strong female performers, you've got a place to showcase them.
Exactly, and we're always looking for the right show for this student or that student or this group of students. Over a course of 4 years, we want each of the theater students to experience a variety of genres and styles. And since we do typically just one musical a year, it's hard to pick the one that's going to have the most opportunity for the most students. So this was a really good fit for us for this year.
So Susie, walk us through the audition process. You're looking for some very specific girls that can play sisters, that can also execute very specific musical parts.
Yes.
How did that go?
That was a longer process. We took almost an extra day to call back people to mix the sisters, try them singing different, you know, harmonies. Mm-hmm. They have to be able to sing harmonies. And that knocked a couple of people out of the cast. But we found more strengths in some of our people and did a flip-flop that took us to the four sisters we have now. Because our Joe and our Beth were neck and neck for Joe. But then we thought, let's try this. And we went, oh, there it is. Mm. But we've got some other folks who did so well at the callbacks that I can't wait to see what we can choose for them next year, because we've got a lot of great singers who simply didn't get cast because of this, that, or the other thing. So it was a longer process this time.
Now, I think a lot of us, most of us, will be familiar with the story and the premise of Little Women, but maybe not with this musical version of it. So what can you tell us about, you know, the musical adaptation, its history, the music of it? What don't we know about the show?
Well, the creation of this, they went through a lot of different Joes. They went through different composers. And the fellow who was producing ended up writing the music. And we're like, why hasn't he written more? Because it's outstanding. It catches the 1860s, yet it allows contemporary singers to still showcase. It was written for Sutton Foster, and so she's such a great wailer, but she shows high notes. The part of Joe is such a broad range, but then you've got your legitimate soprano in Meg, you've got the sweet-voiced Beth, and you've got the feisty young Amy, who becomes a lovely soprano by Act Two. And so they've got a wide range of things to sing, and this show, unfortunately, wasn't well received on Broadway, yet audiences love it. Mm-hmm. It was such a grand scale on the Broadway stage, and we have a grand scale here. And the singers really have to deliver. They really have to deliver. But the writing of it, I think, took much longer than they had anticipated to get it to where it is today.
We always talk about playwriting being about what you leave out. And with Little Women, there is so much detail and so many characters. For example, the father does not appear in the musical. And so his absence is very important in the story because these women are on their own and their mother, Marmee, is on her own raising these adolescent girls. In the book, he comes back and he's mentioned he's about to arrive at the end of the musical. Somebody goes to the train station to get Father, but we never meet him. So I think people who are fans of the book and the many previous versions of the show, there were silent movies. Yeah. There were two Hollywood versions. Mm-hmm. There was a version with Winona Ryder and I believe Susan Sarandon in the 90s. I hear there's another one coming up, a three-part series, it's, I think, from the BBC coming up or HBO. And people will have favorite scenes and moments that are left out. But they hit the main points, and it's very well condensed, I think.
It is.
The passage of time, it only covers really 2 years, but it feels like these girls really grow up in the span mm-hmm. of that time.
You've described this as one of the larger and more ambitious productions that the department has undertaken. Mm-hmm. How is that the case?
We have a big, difficult, challenging space to fill, and we chose to fill it with this show. Our set and lighting designer, Chad Lowell, who's a professor here for some time, and he's built a wonderful house. We have the framework of a house and a lot of realistic detail with furniture and props, but the house remains open, and there is a big lit psych behind it. We can light for passage of time, time of day. So it's very colorful. It's very realistic and yet beautifully abstract at the same time. So we create a world that your eye travels in and out of. There's so much to see. And there are two levels because Jo's got to have her attic to write in. So there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of hustling up and down stairs that's visible on stage. And even within a couple of big numbers, you'll have an actor starting at the top and working way down and covering the entire stage. So it's a big set. The lighting is really sweeping. And then sound-wise, mixing seven musicians and 15 singers in a space that started life as a gymnasium is always challenging. And we have some new equipment. We have some digital systems in place for the first time this year. So this is some of the best sound we've ever been able to achieve. And so the show sounds really good. It looks really good. And it's a big, expensive show to costume as well. So in that sense, it's a big effort for us, big endeavor, and worth it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely worth it.
Susie, you've been collaborating with the Bradley Theater Department for several years now. And as Scott mentioned, many of those musical shows really leaned more towards an out-of-the-box style, more of a rock style. Mm-hmm. So now we're coming back to that legit theater. Have you seen the students perhaps develop a certain level of respect for legit musical theater that maybe they didn't have before?
I was so thankful when we announced that we were doing this. The students went crazy. They were so excited. I was so thankful.
And I let you announce it. We were at a big town hall meeting for the department, and I said, Susie has an announcement to make.
And they just were cheering. But they've discovered how much work and discipline, that D word that I bring up a lot, they need. And some of these folks want to go forward as professional actors. And this is a wake-up call to them that they cannot leave their chops behind over the summer or over a break. Yeah, you take some time off, but you've got to practice. You've got to train yourself like a professional singer, a professional dancer, a professional athlete if you want to be an actor. So it has given them more respect. Thanks, Jen.
You also have a guest artist coming in to direct this production, and I'm wondering what's the benefit, what's the difference to the students when they're working with a guest artist as opposed to working with a member of the faculty? What's the added takeaway that the students get from that?
Well, there are many. First of all, this is a fresh face and a fresh voice to them. We have a director who lives in New York who is coming, and, you know, your kids will listen to somebody else's parents much more readily than they'll listen to you. But it's a fresh perspective. Having someone who doesn't know them, isn't likely to coddle them, will push them in new ways, and they will not necessarily question it in the same way they might. If Susie or I pushes them out of their comfort zone, there may be more resistance. I mean, our students are great, and they work really hard. But the benefit of working with someone new, there has a built-in excitement to it. It's like you want to be good enough. You were chosen by somebody who doesn't know you before, mm-hmm. and so you want to prove yourself. And our guest director, Chad Bradford, has been wonderful in every way. He's a dear soul with great skills, terrific experience, and knows how to push student actors in the right way. And they would walk through fire for him, and did. And he just left after the first week of performances. We just said a very tearful goodbye to him. And he's done a wonderful job. He's also choreographed the show. And there's an enthusiasm on the part of the students, I think, and a novelty about working with a new person. And he's instrumental in running two summer theaters, which we also let them know before he arrived. And he probably will be hiring some of our students for this summer. So Chad is a founding member of the Arkansas Shakespeare Theater, where I met him last year. And he has a place called Shake on the Lake in upstate New York, which is a company devoted to doing site-specific Shakespeares. They'll do Shakespeares in prisons and adult centers and places like that. So he's a really good man.
And he's still a professional actor as well.
Indeed.
And a member of Actors Equity Association, the Stage Actors Union. And they're being able to see his website and see his film work and his stage work. It just really lifted their respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking with Scott Canoff and Susan Somerville Brown about the musical adaptation of Little Women. It's the first production this season at Bradley University Theater. Performances continue tonight through Sunday. Thank you both for being with us.
Thanks, Nathan.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jen.
And tomorrow night, the Central Illinois Ballet presents Dracula, Dance on the Dark Side. The Halloween classic features guest artist Malachi Squires in the title role of Dracula. The performance takes place at the Performing Arts Center at Illinois Central College on Saturday at 7 p.m. For tickets and more information, you can visit ciballet.com.
And the Rocky Horror Picture Show returns to Peoria Players Theater this weekend. The theater is encouraging everyone to dress up as their favorite character from the show and participate, but do check the list of approved props ahead of time. There are two performances tonight and tomorrow night at midnight.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can listen to an extended version of this interview at our website, peoriapublicradio.org, or on the NPR One app. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.